January for many people, of course, it's when we plan and book holidays. And this year, the impetus to travel is particularly high. So with restrictions lifting, will the good deals all be gone very soon? Paul Hackett is CEO of Click and Go and president of the Irish Travel Agents Association. And Linda Jones is a travel agent in Bray in County Wicklow. You're both very welcome. Thank you for joining us this morning. Paul, I'm going to start with you. What are you seeing now in terms of bookings and the difference between this week and perhaps the first week in January?
Morning, Claire. Yes, the start of January, we still had that requirement for testing on return to Ireland. And when that was removed on the 5th of January, things started to change for the travel industry. And I have to say, every day this week has been a case of record sales. It's not back to the levels of 2018 or 2019. We're still at about 50% of that volume, but every day is improving. The confidence is improving, and I think that's what it's all about. It's all about consumer confidence, ensuring that we're getting the right messages to the consumer to book with the travel agent, that there's flexibility if they book, that we can answer the questions that they may have if they have any concerns about travel. But yes, things are definitely improving, which is great for the travel industry, for airlines, for airports, and for hotels in Ireland, okay, because travel is not just inbound. It's, you know, it's not just outbound. It's inbound into too. Ireland
well,
as well.
That's the fear, isn't it, for the hotel operators here? And we heard about that earlier in the week, that people will leave, but they mightn't come into Ireland in the numbers that perhaps we were used to pre-COVID. But Linda, for you, are you seeing an uptick as well?
Good morning, Claire. Yes, we certainly are. Really, we were unsure as to how things were going to go for this year with the Omicron variant, you know, over Christmas and the huge numbers and the PCR testing. But we're very positive now, and we are seeing a real uptake now in people coming in to make their bookings for the summer, which is great.
And are people looking for reassurance in terms of flexibility and insurance and, you know, that they can change their plans if something happens?
They are, but I mean, the tour operators and so all of our suppliers still have flexible booking conditions in place so that you can pay low deposits and it is possible to change your holiday if should the need arise. I think all the travel agents have become experts in changing and cancelling, and we have the latest advice on what the restrictions are. But really the message is that Europe is open, America is open, and you know, the rest of the world will follow as things improve during the year. Okay. And there's no reason for us not to have our holidays abroad this summer.
And Paul, where are people going? Where do they want to go?
It is very much at the moment a European play. So any of the European destinations that are served by Aer Lingus and Ryanair. And as you were saying, you know, now is the time to book. The prices are low at the moment. As soon as the suppliers feel that the consumer confidence has returned, prices will go up. If people book now, they can use low deposits to book. There is that book with confidence, that flexibility message that Linda was talking about. And everybody's on sale. The airlines are on sale, Ryanair on sale, Aer Lingus on sale, every travel agent and tour operator is on sale. So it's your normal January in terms of the options, the availability, and the best options and best availability is now, plus nothing to worry about, because if you need to change, that flexibility is built in.
And how's your staffing? Because I would imagine quite a few people left your industry when things were really bad over the last 22 months, Paul.
Oh, they have. It has been devastating. And we have lost about a third of our staff. We had no redundancies, but people just could not take the pay cuts and the uncertainty. We brought all our staff back from August because those restrictions on travel ended last July. And we're being as flexible as we can with our staff. But it's not just the travel industry that has staffing issues. It's every single sector of this economy that has staffing issues at the moment, because I think a huge number of people have left the country. The non-nationals have returned and aren't coming back. So what employers like us have to do is be as flexible as we can. If the employee wants to work from home, let them work from home. If the employee wants to work in the office, let them work in the office. If they want to do a hybrid, let them. We need the staff. That's the primary thing, because as Linda was saying and as you said, we need to give that advice to the consumer. We have a call centre and our website, but our call centre is where the volume of calls are coming in, because it's consumer questions that we need to answer. And that's, mm-hmm, again, what travel agents up and down this country are really good at doing.
And Linda, I see this morning that another agency, Capture Travel, an Irish travel agency, has ceased trading as of today. I'm sure you saw many colleagues leaving the business.
Yeah, there were quite a few, but not really as many as you would have thought, considering how bad our industry was hit. We all had reserves in our companies, and we also got very good government supports over the last couple of years, and we were all able to sustain our businesses and are here now ready to go again, you know, after the 2 years. So it is very sad, you know, to hear of another business closing, but thankfully it's a tiny proportion. It's only maybe 4 or 5 over the whole pandemic, which is, you know, a really good thing that it wasn't any more than that.
I wanted to ask you about this Super Bank holiday weekend now that was confirmed earlier this week, March 17th, 18th, and then into the Saturday and Sunday that follow on. Have you seen any spike in interest, people thinking, well, I'll head away for a couple of days then, Linda?
Yeah, we definitely have. And, you know, as there's limited availability now for the February midterm, people are absolutely looking at that week. They had been already, even just having the Thursday off, and people were making a long weekend of it, but there's great excitement now for that week, and people are definitely looking at it as an option.
Okay, I know both of you would encourage people to book now, and obviously people listening to this will think, well, that's in your interest to do that. But Pat, the availability is likely to increase as well. I know Ryanair are putting on, aren't they, the largest schedule from Dublin. They're back at full capacity now, hoping that people will get back on the plane. So there will be availability, won't there, this summer?
Claire, there will be availability. It was really, really great to see that announcement yesterday from Ryanair. You know, 120 destinations being served. Amazing capacity. There will be availability. And yes, it is in our interest to tell people to book now. And we're only doing that from the point of view of getting the best value now. The longer you leave it, the closer you leave it to your departure point, the more likely that price will increase. So we understand that not everybody's going to rush into their travel agent. You know, consumer confidence has been severely damaged. It's going to take time to build. But what we're saying is we can assist with that. We can help with the questions. We can get you the best value. We can give that flexibility. So let's all get off the island in 2022.
All right. Well, the Irish Independent reporting that the prices could go up by 20% due to pent-up demand. So hopefully you'll both get a slice of that action. Paul Hackett, CEO of Click & Go, and Linda Jones, owner of the Travel Boutique. Thank you very much indeed.